Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Draw Down: The Most Comprehensive Plan Ever Proposed to Reverse Global Warming is a nonfiction climate solutions book, edited by Paul Hawken and built from the research of Project Draw Down. Rather than focusing on the causes of climate change or on abstract policy debate, it asks a more practical question: which existing solutions can actually reduce atmospheric greenhouse gases at scale? The book organizes 100 ranked solutions across energy, food, land use, transport, buildings, and industrial systems, showing how each one affects emissions, costs, and co-benefits. Its central purpose is to replace fatalism with a concrete roadmap toward drawdown, the point at which greenhouse gases begin to decline. The book is notable for its evidence-based optimism, its use of interdisciplinary research, and its insistence that the necessary tools already exist. For readers interested in sustainability, environmental science, or climate policy, it offers a structured way to understand where the largest impacts may come from and why collective action matters. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a ranked inventory of climate solutions instead of a theory of climate doom. The book's main structural innovation is that it does not treat global warming as an unsolved mystery waiting for a single breakthrough. Instead, it assembles 100 currently available solutions and ranks them by estimated climate impact. That framing matters because it shifts attention away from the idea that only future inventions can help, and toward the more immediate challenge of scaling what already works. The ranking also helps readers see that climate action is not one-dimensional. Some of the highest impact measures are not the most publicly discussed, and some familiar ideas are not always the most effective when measured by carbon reduction. This approach gives the book a practical, decision-oriented character. It is less about abstract urgency than about comparative effectiveness. By organizing the material this way, Hawken and Project Drawdown make the climate problem legible as a portfolio of interventions rather than a single crisis with a single remedy. Secondly, Project Drawdown turns climate discussion into measurable systems analysis. A major strength of the book is its methodological discipline. The solutions are not presented as inspirational slogans, but as results of modeling, peer review, and systems analysis conducted by an international network of researchers. The book pays close attention to issues such as system dynamics, double counting, and rebound effects, which are essential for credible climate accounting. This matters because many climate conversations collapse under vague claims or selective statistics. Drawdown tries to avoid that by estimating the carbon effects, implementation pathways, and cost implications of each solution. The result is a text that reads like a research synthesis rather than a manifesto. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand how climate claims are tested and compared. Even when the book is optimistic, its optimism is bounded by evidence and method, which gives it unusual credibility in a crowded field of climate writing. Thirdly, food, land, and consumption are treated as central climate levers. The book is notable for broadening climate action beyond electricity generation and transportation. Its highest-ranked solutions include reducing food waste, shifting toward plant-rich diets, and restoring tropical rainforests, which signals that land use and agriculture are not secondary concerns. This is important because many public debates over climate remain narrowly focused on carbon-intensive infrastructure while underestimating the emissions embedded in food systems and land management. Drawdown argues that changing what is grown, eaten, wasted, and restored can produce substantial climate benefits while also improving ecosystem health. This makes the book more comprehensive than works that reduce climate policy to renewable power alone. It also encourages readers to think in terms of daily systems, not only industrial ones, by placing food and land use near the center of the climate solution set. The book challenges the assumption that personal behavior is trivial and shows how consumption patterns interact with global environmental outcomes. Fourthly, economic viability and co-benefits are part of the case for action. Drawdown repeatedly emphasizes that many climate solutions are not only environmentally effective, but also economically sensible. The book is careful to evaluate cost, savings, and likely adoption pathways, which helps explain why it has been influential beyond environmental circles. This framing is significant because it reframes climate action as investment rather than sacrifice. Many solutions also create co-benefits such as better health, improved resilience, reduced pollution, and stronger local economies. That broader payoff structure is one reason the book has such a hopeful tone. It suggests that climate action can address multiple problems at once instead of trading one crisis for another. The emphasis on economic and social dividends also makes the book useful to readers who are skeptical of purely moral arguments. It shows that practical climate policy can be justified on grounds of efficiency, risk reduction, and public benefit, not only ethical responsibility. In that sense, the book is as much about integrated planning as it is about emissions reduction. Lastly, its optimism is strategic, but also its main limitation, One of the book's most distinctive features is its refusal to center despair. Hawken argues that naming reversal as the goal can unlock creativity and collective effort, and that tone has made the book unusually influential. However, that same optimism has a clear limitation, because the solutions are presented as available and scalable. Some readers may feel the book understates the political conflict, institutional inertia, and social disruption involved in deploying them. The world has changed since publication, and some technology and market assumptions now feel dated, which is a common issue for a solutions catalog tied to a specific moment in time. Still, the book remains valuable because its core thesis is not dependent on any single product or trend. Its deeper contribution is conceptual. It asks readers to think in terms of coordinated systems change rather than isolated consumer choices or doom-laden commentary. That makes it both inspiring and contestable, which is part of why it remains widely discussed. In conclusion, Drawdown should be read by anyone who wants a serious, data-driven account of how climate change might be reversed using existing tools rather than future miracles. It is especially useful for students, general readers, sustainability professionals, policymakers, and business leaders who need to understand the relative importance of different solutions. The book is not a conventional environmental warning. It is a structured analysis of practical interventions with attention to carbon impact, cost, and implementation. That makes it more actionable than many climate books and more empirically grounded than many advocacy texts. Its greatest distinction is the combination of scale and specificity. It covers a wide portfolio of solutions while still treating each one as a measurable part of a larger system. Readers gain not only a sense of hope, but also a framework for thinking about where climate effort is most effective, compared with books that focus mainly on diagnosis or alarm. Drawdown stands out because it tries to answer the harder question of what to do next and how the answer changes when the whole system is considered. If you would like to support Paul Hawken, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.